My name is Ed Shep. I am a green glen, a lily pad floating in a sea of light, a pearl in a bowl of raisinettes, a skull full of real gold teeth with diamonds in them, found on an exploratory mission in the barn. I am the beautiful, sparkling, peaceful glow that everything has when you're in the advanced stages of tetanus. I am like the crystal-like mist from the sprinkler that you ran through in the summer as a child. I am a snowman made of flavored platinum shavings. I am cherry cocaine, pumpkin pyromania, Chanel number 500 million, for one in 500 million, that is. I have been known to cause miracles. I have been known to make white girls that talk like black girls stop talking when I say, "How are you?" I have been known to bring hemorrhoids and jock itch out of the shadows and onto the table for discussion. Vitamins are my children. I named one A and another C and the 12 uplets B, 1 through 12. I said the P is for pussy and South Americans took note. I told you you are Mother Earth and you saw the connectedness in Taco Bell tacos and fur coats. I lifted the veil from the big cup and exposed its hiding places where pots are smoked and ceramics harden by themselves.
Getting fucked, buggering, meat-eating slugs. Plastic would be burst in the bottoms of a thousand dead and rotting cows. Islam is a religion of peace, you say, but I just say, I wish you all would just go drink some ginger tea.
Hey, I'm sexy.
And I'll still be able to wear it through the window.
How do you understand the peculiar phenomenon that is Ed Shep? What is that special thing that makes him so... him? Is it just one thing? Maybe it's a complex interplay of a thousand worlds amalgamating in and out of each other in time signatures that no Earthling can understand. Maybe he's like a nuclear explosion in process, a marigold cacophony of spasmic rays and sparks and glow beams. He does seem like a big swirly gig of thingness, a gigantic whirlpooling miasma sudsing with bits and shards of all kinds of universes and time and beings and thoughts and fizz. Sometimes I feel like the universe itself is doing interpretive dance when he's around me. I look up into the sky and there are trees bending and contorting at impossible angles, as if to join in the majestic nature celebration that he always seems to evoke. Once I thought I saw a big red oak tree snap its big red oak tree branches, as if in time to a funky funk song played in a superphonic frequency that only I couldn't hear. When I'm around Ed, light seems to whirl and bounce and splatter, splashing beautiful colors everywhere and bathing me in starburst yellow. And I'm always amazed at how flowers just open up when Ed walks by. They open up and give him a wink of scent, and he collects it in his magic bag and is on his way, dropping a little thank you note on paper made out of the goodness of bananas to his flower friends. Have you ever noticed how clouds perform a synchronized spectacle when Ed is walking down the street? Oh, it's a jolly to behold! Yes, Ed is a mystery. A wonderful, glorious, puckery, tardy, zap-on-your-nose, fruit punch, water slide, candy color, chrysanthemum, sunburst, space place, open jar of gumdrop goodness, mystery.
Dink, shitting, bug, buggering, meat-eating slug. Grow for yourselves and your little plastic-looking birthing from the buttholes of a thousand dead and rotting cows. Islam is a religion of peace, you say, but I just say, la-la-la-la. I wish you all would just go and drink some ginger tea. Hey, I'm sassy, and I'll still be able to wear it after the... Like a hello, bright as a summer's eve. Love tastes like a chocolate dream ride on her.